2016加拿大弘法行，禅对人生的影响，慈城罗珠堪布讲授。更多课程请访问堪布官方网站www.慧灯之光.com。
好，我们现在准备讲今天的这个讲座啊，这个讲座的内容是禅修对人生的影响。
So I'd like to begin with my talk for this morning, and the topic of the talk is the impact or the influence of meditation on everyday life.
禅修啊，就是这些年在西方啊非常非常的流行，甚至是比我们东方啊还流行。
In recent years, meditation has become very popular in the West. In fact, even more popular than it is in the East.
禅修，来自于东方啊，东方文化里面呢是一个比较主要的一部分。但是这两年，在西方，也像美国，就是各行各业里面都有禅修。包括小学生六七岁七八岁的小学生也在打坐，也在禅修。我这次也就参观了一个学校他们也就给他们的小孩就大概就是小学一年级两年级的学生都在修禅修。
So even though meditation originates in the East and it's an important part of Eastern culture, nevertheless, in recent years, meditation has become popular in almost every avenue of Western society. So, for example, in schools, primary schools, children as young as 7 and 8 are meditating, and I recently visited a school where the children in the 1st and 2nd grades were learning meditation methods.
警察、军人也在打坐修禅定。
Police persons, military personnel are also learning meditation.
然后尤其是医生护士他们非常的关心，非常的关注这个禅修。
And especially doctors and nurses are paying particular attention to meditation.
那么21世纪像禅修这样子的一个古老的文化在西方为什么这么流行？
So why is it now in the 21st century that meditation, part of such an ancient culture, has become so popular in the West?
禅修的历史很遥远。2500年前释迦牟尼佛出世的时候，印度已经有了禅修。释迦牟尼佛当初呢也在印度的一些其他宗教的这些修行人心者那里学过禅修，所以这个禅修的历史都有3000年以上的历史。
Meditation has an extremely long history. 2,500 years ago, when the historical Buddha existed, meditation techniques were already in existence. In fact, the historical Buddha learned the meditation techniques of the time. So we can see then that meditation, in fact, has a history exceeding 3,000 years.
一个3000年以上的以前的文化，为什么3000年以后，也就是现在物质科技各方面非常非常发达的一个现代社会当中，为什么这么受到广泛的这个关注？
So why is it that this culture or this tradition of 3,000 years is now so popular and has received such widespread attention in a society that is as material and materially and technologically developed as ours is.
就是因为啊，我们对人啊，对自我的了解，对人的了解，还有就是对我们的幸福的了解，发展的了解，各方面的了解，就是有点单一，就是有点偏向。所以呢，为了解决这个问题啊，今天在这个西方啊，就是很多啊，很多很多这个各行各业的人都开始关注禅修。
The reason is that our understanding currently of human beings, of self, of happiness, of our development thus far are a bit one-sided. So it's in order to deal with this situation or address this situation that people from many different backgrounds are now paying great attention to meditation.
我们为什么说我们对人的理解是比较偏勉啊，为什么这么讲呢？因为到现在为止，我们认为人就是物质，然后呢，我们人的意识就是一种物质的产物，也就是我们的大脑的产物。到现在，西方的主流的科学啊，主流的心理学家他们的观点到现在也是这样子，要不我们的意识就是大脑，要不就是大脑的产物啊，除了这个以外，到现在还没有其他的。
And why is it that I say that our understanding of human beings is rather one-sided? Well, at present, a human is understood to be comprised of a material aspect, and the mind is seen as created by this, created from matter. That is, the mind is seen as created by the brain. So in mainstream scientific opinion, as well as in mainstream philosophy, the mind is either seen as derived from the brain, the mind is either seen as the brain or as a function of the brain.
然后我们的社会上的多数的人比较关注的就是物质的发展啊，我们很多人认为物质的发展啊，这个技术的科技的提升啊，提高啊，我们以为啊可以解决我们人类的所有的问题啊，可以解决我们的现实生活当中的所有的问题。
In addition to this, the majority of people in society pay greatest attention to material development. In general, it's felt that rapid technological progress will enable us to solve all of the problems in our lives.
然后现在我们发现，无知是非常的需要，是可以解决很多问题，但是呢，发现无知不能解决所有的问题，这样子的时候呢，我们才采取才想到一个三千年前的一个，才发现一个三千年前的一个文化的价值。
But we've also discovered that while we really need material development, and whilst material development is able to solve many problems, is not able to address all of them. So it's in this situation that people have turned to discover the value of a tradition of 3,000 years.
古代的人，他虽然是没有现在这么高的科技，但是呢，他对人的了解，他对人的精神世界的了解，就是超过了我们现代的很多很多人。
In ancient times, even though technology was nowhere as developed as it is today, nevertheless, the understanding of the human mind surpassed our contemporary understanding.
所以他们创造了一个非常辉煌的精神的文明。
So, in ancient times, an extremely flourishing spiritual civilization was developed.
到现在也有实用的价值。
And this civilization, in our current times, continues to have, value.
我们的很多的文化，很多的思想，啊，流行了一段时间以后，就是变成了过去时，然后就是没有人用，没有人去关注。但是古人他们创造的很多的文明，啊，到今天，啊，也有实用的价值。还有我们还没有去关注，还没有发现的很多有价值的东西，就在这些古老的文化当中。
Much of cultural thought, after it enjoys a period of being in fashion, then becomes obsolete, and no one then pays much attention to it. However, in terms of civilization of the past, we can see that it still carries much value for people today. And indeed, there is much in ancient civilization that does have value for us, which is still for us to discover.
我想，不久的将来，我们会对人的意识或者是整个的人的这个定义会发生一些革命性的变化。
I believe that in the near future, in terms of the human mind, or even our entire understanding or definition of a human being, we'll see revolutionary changes.
那么我们今天要给大家介绍，就是3000年前的一个禅修，怎么样一个现代人的生活当中应用的这个方法。
So what I'd actually like to talk about today is how is applying a meditation method from 3,000 years ago in our contemporary modern life.
首先古人他们认为人的一部分是物质，另外的一部分是精神人是精神和物质的组合体，人不是全部都是物质，也不是全部都是精神，人是精神和物质的组合体。
People in ancient times regarded that humans were made up of both matter and spirit, or matter and mind. They regarded humans as a composite of both of these things. They didn't see humans as being entirely comprised of matter, or on the other hand, entirely comprised of spirit.
因为人是精神和物质的组合体，所以我们有精神，有精神的需求，肉体就有肉体的这个需求，所以我们的生活就有了两种不同的领域，一个是物质生活，另外一个就是精神生活。
Because we as humans are a composite of both of these things, we have needs corresponding to our mind or our spirit on the one hand, and needs corresponding to our physical bodies. So in terms of our life, we have these different realms, one corresponding to our material body and the other corresponding to our mind.
那么这两个不同的生活的领域当中无论是哪一个当中，就是缺乏了一些东西，不能满足我们的需求的时候呢，然后我们会感到不幸福，不快乐，甚至是痛苦。
So these different spheres of life,So long as there is a lack in any one of them, an inability to satisfy the needs corresponding to one of them, we will experience a feeling of unhappiness and potentially suffering.
过去我们认为贫穷，什么是贫穷？ 物质生活的这个领域当中啊，得不到满足，啊，得不到该有的东西，缺乏一些基本的东西的时候呢，我们认为这个才叫做贫穷。
Times gone past, our understanding of poverty has corresponded with the material sphere. Our understanding of poverty has been one whereby one is unable to satisfy one's material needs or where one lacks certain basic things. This is how we have understood poverty.
然后在这个精神生活的领域当中，就是一些该有的东西缺乏，一些基本的东西缺乏了，那这个叫不叫贫穷呢？以前我们很多人认为这个不叫贫穷，我们习惯性的认为贫穷就是物质的缺乏，我们还没有去想到精神上的缺乏是不是贫穷。
So in terms of our spiritual life or the life of our mind, in the event that sphere of our life lacks basic certain needs, in the past it wasn't our habit or we weren't accustomed to regarding this as a kind of poverty. We didn't consider poverty as defined in this way. We regarded poverty as primarily a lack in the material aspects of our life.
但是现在我们发现啊，比如说我们啊有了非常丰富的物质生活，然后这个物质生活当中我们已经得到了满足啊，但是精神上没有得到满足，精神上的一些需要的东西，一些基本的东西没缺乏的时候呢，人啊同样的啊不幸福啊不快乐，所以呢。我们现在发现啊，贫穷原来不仅仅是物质啊，物质的贫穷当然大家都知道的是贫穷，但是呢，精神上缺乏该有的东西，精神的这个领域当中的生活的必需品，如果缺乏了，那这个也叫做啊，这个也应该叫做啊贫穷。
However, currently we we're in a situation where we have essentially satisfied our material needs. We live in a context of abundant material life. We can appreciate that our minds, if they're not satisfied, if they lack the basic things they need, then people, in the same way as when they lack certain material needs, will experience unhappiness. So we can appreciate now that poverty is not just something that pertains to the material realm of life, which it clearly does,but also very much to lack in terms of the needs of our mind. So we're now able to appreciate that when we have not satisfied the basic things that we need in terms of our inner life, that this is also a form of poverty.
贫穷就是在这个生活缺乏了生活的必需品啊，叫做贫穷啊。那么既然贫穷的定义是这样子，那就精神生活当中缺乏了这个最基本的必需品，那为什么不叫贫穷呢？同样也是贫穷。
So if we understand or define poverty to be a lack of basic life necessities, well, if our minds then lack the basic things that they need, why is it that we don't understand this to also be a form of poverty?
那为什么我们以前啊没有发现这个问题呢？就是人类的发展啊有一个过程啊，先去关注物质，然后呢物质的问题解决了以后呢，然后再去关注精神。至少相当大的一部分人就是这样子。所以呢，我们啊之前没有太多的去关心这个精神生活当中的。精神生活的必需品。
So why is it that we haven't discovered this until now? The reason has been that human development has occurred in a process, and for a very large number of people, indeed the majority, attention has been first paid to material development and only subsequently to the needs of the mind. So it is for this reason that we haven't until now appreciated the basic needs of the mind. The lack of these is also constituting poverty.
所以嘛，我们拼命地去发展物质，然后这个物质和精神生活两个之间就是这个严重的失去了平衡。
So because of all of the great efforts that we've made to develop the material aspects of life, the balance between our material needs or our material life and our inner life has been lost.
所以我们刚刚解决了这个物质方面的物质生活方面的问题的时候，同时啊，立即我们又面临了另外一个问题，就是精神上的问题。
So at a time where we have essentially addressed the material aspects of life, we discover that immediately we are confronted with another problem, and that is the needs of our mind, our psychological needs.
全世界的这个人幸福感就是越来越这个幸福的指数越来越降低。然后呢，精神上的疾病越来越多，所以我们今天为什么这个禅为什么现代社会当中这么流行，主要一个原因就是这个。
So around the whole world, levels of happiness are on the decline, and mental illness at the same time is on the increase. So if we look for reasons for the recent popularity of meditation in the West, we can certainly point to this situation as one of the primary reasons.
另外一个就是我们人去做一件事情那么除了肉体以外还需要精神的这个支持。如果精神上得不到支持的话，虽然人的语言在讲，人的身体在做，但是这个工作的效率不是很好。所以呢，要提升这个精神的这个层面。提升了以后呢，然后人在工作或者是在做任何事情的时候，他就可以发挥一个特殊的能力，大家看到了这个禅定或者是这个意识的提升的作用，发现了这个作用以后呢，也很多人就关注这个禅。
And there is another reason as well. Regardless of what kind of activity or task it is that we are doing, we need obviously our physical body to perform the task, but we also need the cooperation of our mental faculties, the cooperation of our mind, the support of our mind. So when we're doing something, even though our body may be moving, even though we may be speaking words, in order for our action to have the greatest result or efficiency, it's necessary that we improve our mental focus. And by doing this, it's possible that whatever we engage in, we will be able to achieve it with a particularly a particularly high level of outcome. So having discovered this, many people have taken up an interest in meditation for its capacities in this regard.
简单的说，禅就是一种心理的训练。
So putting it very simply, meditation is a form of mind training.
我们很多人懂得训练懂得做肉体上的训练。但是我们忽略了这个精神方面的训练。
Many people understand the importance of exercising their physical bodies, but they neglect the importance of exercising their minds.
肉体啊需要训练，如果不训练啊会生病，大家都知道。同样的，我们的精神也是需要训练的。如果精神上不训练，那么我们每一天都吸收了很多很多的啊负面的这个负面的影响。然后又不去解决这些问题，不做训练，那这样子，我们的精神他也受不了的，他也会生病。
So, as we know, our physical bodies, if we don't exercise them, will become unhealthy and ill. And it's the same with our minds as well. Every day, our minds absorb many different kinds of negative influences. And if we don't exercise them, if we don't train them, then they're not able to cope and they ultimately become sick too.
好，我们现在简单的说，禅对我们的生活，对我们的工作，或者是对我们的人生，有哪方面的影响？主要是两个方面。
So, in meditation, whether in respect of our everyday life or our working life, has primarily two major impacts.
禅第一个作用啊，第一个作用是禅可以消除我们的啊各种各样的烦恼啊。从我们佛教的角度讲，修禅可以断除或者是控制啊很多的烦恼，人的这些最基本的烦恼，比如说啊嗔恨、仇恨、抱怨，然后就是贪婪啊、愚昧啊等等，这些烦恼可以控制。如果禅的这个级别比较高的话，我们所修的禅的级别比较高的话，那这个高级别、高段的这个禅，可以把我们的所有的烦恼从本质上、源头上可以断掉。
The first impact or potential function of meditation is that of being able to eliminate or control our mental suffering. So this includes negative thoughts and emotions like anger, resentment, greed, ignorance. Meditation is able to help us control these. And if our meditation is cultivated to a more advanced level, it's actually able to eliminate these negative emotions and thought patterns from the root completely.
然后不是很高端的，一般的，也就是比较基础的这个禅，虽然不能这些烦恼从本质上断掉，但是呢，这个禅就可以控制我们的烦恼，至少我们比如说在一段时间当中坐禅的时候，或者是坐禅结束了以后呢，在一段时间当中可以控制这些烦恼，不会有这些烦恼，可以达到这个效果。
And for a more average or basic level of meditation, even though it is not possible with this level of meditative practice to eliminate suffering at the root, nevertheless, it is certainly possible to keep our negative thoughts and emotions in check. And for at least the period during our meditation session and for a period of time thereafter, it is possible to bring this suffering into control. This is a result that we can certainly gain from average or basic meditation practice.
然后禅同时也可以消除啊生活当中、工作当中产生的压力、焦虑啊、担忧等等啊，这方面的这些负面的这些情绪也可以消除。
At the same time, meditation is able to eliminate negative mental states and emotions that arise in the context of our lives and our working lives, such as pressure, stress, anxiety, worry, etc.
好，另外一方面呢，禅可以提高我们的这个智慧，提高我们的智慧，提高我们的这个慈悲心，提高我们对这个世界的了解，对自我的了解。所以禅修禅并不是一定有什么精神上的问题才去修禅我们比如说心理健康的人也可以修禅，修了禅以后呢，他可以提高这个自己的智慧，然后可以提高自己的这个慈悲心所以呢，禅就有两个这样子的作用。
At the same time, meditation practice is able to help us increase our wisdom and increase our compassion, increase our understanding of both the external world and of ourselves. So it's not necessary that a person have some kind of problem in order to practice meditation or gain benefit from meditation. People with healthy minds also can practice meditation and through so doing increase in their wisdom and increase in their compassion. So these are two other benefits of meditation practice.
好，这个是简单的说禅对我们的这个作用帮助另外一个呢，我们再介绍禅它禅到底是什么。
So that in a nutshell, is the benefits or are the benefits that meditation can bring us in our lives. I'd like to now go on and talk a little bit about what in fact it is that we, what in fact meditation is.
禅就是禅这个字来自于印度的梵文，在梵文里面叫做萨曼达。那萨曼达它的意思是什么呢？就通过一种训练，通过一种方法把我们的意识可以达到一个非常平静的状态，可以达到一个非常平静的状态。在我们现实生活当中，我们的这个意识就是不断的在这个波动，而且这个波动的幅度有些时候是相当相当的大。那么通过这个禅的训练的方式，把我们的这个意识的波动可以降低降低，最后就可以达到一个水平这个水平这个层面或者是这个状态，就叫做禅。
So meditation, the word derives from the Sanskrit word of samadhi. And so really when we're talking about meditation, etymologically we're talking about a method of bringing the mind into an extreme state of calmness. In our everyday lives, our minds are typically far from calm. They experience great fluctuations, often of a very significant extent. So, in fact, meditation then is a method for bringing these, making these fluctuations less until we achieve a state of calmness in our mind. And this state of calmness is referred to as meditative concentration.
然后通过这个禅的训练的方法，我们的心达到一个非常平静的这个状态，这样子的时候呢，在这个状态当中，人的心和神都可以达到极度的放松极度的放松。在我们的生活当中是永远都不可以达到这样子的这个放松，达不到这样子的放松。所以这个禅比如说包括睡眠，深度的睡眠也达不到这样子的放松的状态。所以呢，我们生活当中的任何一个放松都达不到这样子的放松。那这个当中呢，就人可以人的身体，人的精神各方面都达到了这个很高级别的放松。这样子以后呢，解除人的疲劳、压力，还有很多的这个负面的这个情绪还有很多烦恼。
So when through meditation we can establish our mind in this state of calmness, it's possible for both our body and our minds to achieve extreme relaxation. And this kind of relaxation greatly surpasses any other kind of relaxation that we can achieve in our ordinary lives. It even surpasses the relaxation of being in a state of deepest sleep. So in this state of great or extreme relaxation of body and mind, it's possible for us to recover or to eliminate tiredness, stress, negative emotions, and other similar feelings and states.
所有的禅都是要内心要达到非常的平静，这一点上都是一样，没有不一样啊。但是心平静了以后，我们的心达到了非常平静的状态的时候呢，然后就会有两个不一样的状态。一个是只是心非常的平静而已啊，但是它没有智慧啊，没有感受到，没有看到。或者是在这个状态当中呢，没有了解，没有体会到什么什么东西，这是心非常非常的平静而已，达到非常的平静啊。比如说我们坐在高原啊，或者是很高的山顶，或者是坐在这个海边啊，就是往前看这个蓝天的时候呢，我们的眼睛可以看到蓝天，但是呢，除了这个蓝天以外，我们没有看到任何的东西。这个时候呢，就像蓝天和我们的心，我们的内心，就是似乎是融在一起啊，这样子的感觉，这是一个非常非常平静的状态。但是这个状态只是平静而已啊，通过这个状态，他没有悟到什么。没有悟到什么，没有感觉到什么真实的东西，所以就是他就差这么一个智慧，没有智慧，只是品行而已啊。那这个在佛教里面呢，这叫做寂止，寂止就是一般的禅定。
So all methods of meditation begin with bringing the mind into a state of calmness. However, once this state of stillness and calmness has been established, there are two possible different kinds of meditation or meditative experience. The first is one where we achieve a state of calmness, but in addition to this, we don't generate any wisdom. That is, in addition to establishing this state of tranquility, we don't gain any particular understanding or experience of anything beyond this. We simply establish ourselves in a very peaceful, tranquil, calm state. Rather like when we sit by the ocean or when we go to the top of a mountain and our eyes look out at the sky. And if we gaze into the sky, we can feel that it's, and we can't see anything else besides this, then we can feel that we have almost mingled with the sky, and this is a very peaceful and tranquil state. However, it's only peaceful. In addition to this, we haven't learned anything extra or understood anything beyond this. So this kind of meditation, essentially where we bring the state into a state of calmness and stillness, is referred to as shamatha meditation or calm abiding meditation. And this is a basic form of meditation.
比如说我们很多人在生活当中发生了一些不愉快的事情的时候呢，我们会躲在一个角落上安静静一静，这个也是一个方法。但是呢，人在一个角落回避了就静一静，但是呢，我们的内心心没有静，心没有静，主要是让我们不开心的就是我们的内心，所以我们的身体躲在一个角落里面静下来了， 就离开了这些这个人群啊，暂时的去就回避了。但是内心当中，如果把这些东西没有放下，或者是内心当中我们还没有找到一个安静的这平静的状态的话，那我们人在这个角落上多，但是还是没有用的。所以这个时候呢，我们特别不开心的时候啊，心特别烦的时候，当我们觉得这个人生非常非常没有意义的时候，然后当我们觉得这个生活特别无聊的时候啊，或者是特别的烦躁的时候，那么这个时候就是不要做出任何的决定，不要去做任何的事情，因为这个时候的所做的决定和所想的事情所做的判断基本上都是错误的。
Usually when we experience something that is unhappy or unpleasant in our lives, we seek to hide in a corner, in quietness. In this situation, however, we may be hiding in a quiet corner, and yet our minds are not quiet. And in actual fact, the cause of our happiness is in our mind.So while we may have left the throng of people, we may have escaped them from the time being, our minds haven't let go, our minds haven't found quiet. So even though we may be hiding in a corner, it's really of no use to us. So when we find our minds, we find ourselves feeling very vexed, very annoyed, feeling that life is pointless and meaningless, in this kind of state, we shouldn't make any decisions. We shouldn't take any kind of decisive action, for the reason that all the judgments and actions that we take place in this, that we make in this kind of state, are actually very mistaken. They're distorted.
比如说夏天天气特别热的时候，就我们在一个很小的空间啊，就有很多人在一起。然后这个空气各方面都很糟糕，这样子的时候呢，如果突然间我们出去到外面去啊，去吸收一个新鲜的空气啊，这样子的时候呢，我们会感觉到就是得到了一个极大的啊轻松、自在、自由一样的啊。这个时候呢，我们就要去寻找我们内在的这个非常平静的状态，就到这个平静的状态当中去坐一坐，然后再回来，这样子所有问题都解决了。
So just as in summer on a very hot day, if we find ourselves in a small and confined space with many people where the air is quite stale, then if we were to go outside and take a breath of fresh air, we would find ourselves feeling great relaxation, great ease, and great freedom. So similarly, when we find our minds in these vexed states, what we need to do is find a place of quietness in our minds and reside or abide there for a while. And when we return back to our lives, all of our problems will have been solved.
然后我们的工作压力非常大的时候啊，或者是失恋的时候，离婚以后，或者是事业不顺利的时候，这个时候心情非常非常不愉快的时候呢，很多人想出去旅游啊，就散一散心啊，通过这个方法来解决自己的这个内在的问题。当然这个也是一种方法，但是呢，我们还不知道我们自己的内心当中呢有一个更完美、更美丽的一个这样子的这个经典。那如果我们这个时候能够回到这个自己的内心当中的这个经典去旅游一趟啊，这样子回来的话，那这个我们也可以不需要花钱，然后呢，问题呢，所有的问题也就是本质上就基本上解决啊，这个也是一个很好的选择。
So when we experience pressure in our work lives or the unhappiness of falling out of love or a relationship breakup, divorce or career problems, in these moments of great unhappiness, What a lot of us want to do is go and travel somewhere and let our minds be relaxed in this state. Of course, this is one approach that we can take. However, something we don't realize is that within our minds is an even more perfect, beautiful place that we can travel to. And if we are able to travel to this place or this state and spend some time there, then for one thing, we don't have to spend a lot of money. And then secondly, through returning from this place, we will have essentially been able to solve most of our problems at the root. So this is a very good choice for us to make.
我们遇到问题的时候，总是到外面去寻找解决的方法。那有些时候我们可以得到一些解决的方法，很多时候得不到。如果能够得到的话，这个问题的解决方法呢，它不是一个很完美的东西啊，只是一个暂时用一个这样子的方法来控制一下而已，所以这个问题还是没有解决，还是存在。所以我们有些时候呢，还需要一个内在的一个解决问题的方法，这个也是非常重要的，因为我们的问题呢，当然外面的这个就很多事情。也是一个我们不让我们不开心不幸福的一个来源，但是呢主要的来源就在我们的内心当中。如果我们的内心有一天非常的强大，可以面对所有外在的这些不顺利不开心的东西的话，那么很多很多的这些事情不会影响到我们的这个幸福感，不会影响到我们的内在的心。所以提升我们自己的内心，强大我们自己的内心，然后呢，这个强大的内心再去面对现实，这个才是最重要的。
When we encounter problems, our habituated response is to turn to the external world in order to locate solutions.And sometimes, indeed, this is effective. And however, if we are able, even if we are able to address problems through external means, it's only possible to do so in a temporary or provisional sense. The problem at its root will still exist. So in addition to solving problems through external means, we also need a solution to go aboutaddressing problems at the level of our minds. This is extremely important. Of course, factors or reasons in the external world are a condition for our unhappiness. However, the main cause for our unhappiness rests in our minds. So if one day we're able to make our minds extremely robust, such that we can face any situation or problem that comes up in the external world, then these situations won't affect our minds. So, in fact, strengthening our minds, fortifying their capacity is something that's very important.
外在的优美的环境可以让我们感觉到幸福快乐。同样的，我们的内在的这个优美的环境，也就是这个禅修的这个状态，同样可以给我们带来平静自在、轻松或者是幸福。
So just as an external environment that is beautiful and pleasurable is able to give us a feeling of happiness and joy, so too is an inner state of beauty achieved through meditation practice able to give us a feeling of tranquility, of ease, of relaxation and happiness.
但是我们现在用的这些方法都是外在的方法，我们基本上都没有去关注一些内在的方法，都到外面去寻找方法。那所以我们有些时候能找得到方法，适合的方法，很多时候也找不到方法那么找不到方法的时候呢，我们就那个时候就觉得很无奈就很多人 会选择一些极端的方法来解决，所以这个都是因为我们不了解 内在的方法，然后就是不知道怎么去寻找内在的方法啊，所以出了这么多问题。所以我们现在需要的是什么呢？需要外面的方法啊，也需要的。比如说我们把内在的问题全部解决了啊，如果到外面去，在现实生活当中不去解决的话，那问题还是存在的。现实生活当中的问题和工作当中的问题仍然是存在的，也需要解决。同时呢，我们也需要解决内心的这个问题。那有些时候呢，我们内心的这个痛苦焦虑完全是一个多余的，这个有和没有对实际的这个作用是一样，没有任何的用处，是只是让自己不开心，感到很痛苦。如果及时不解决的话，让它这样子发展，有可能我们的精神的这个健康会出很大的问题。所以我们现在需要这两个解决的方法，一个是内在的解决方法，另外一个就是外在的解决方法。外在的解决方法呢，现实生活当中大家都在用啊，工作当中都在用。内在的解决的方法就是我们今天讲的这个禅修。
So we are really accustomed to relying on external methods to address our problems rather than relying on inner methods to do so. Sometimes it's possible for us to find external means of addressing our problems, but it's not always possible for us to do so. And when we find ourselves unable to find an external means to address our problems, we often feel at a very great loss and sometimes take extreme measures to address the problem at hand. This comes about as a result of not understanding how to locate inner methods for addressing problems. And as a result, many serious consequences ensue. So in fact, what we need to nurture, in fact, are two approaches to addressing problems. Of course, we need to address conditions that exist in our external lives. For example, in our work context or in our everyday lives, if we don't address these problems or the problematic conditions, they will continue to exist. However, it is also essential that we turn to address our inner problems. Often our feelings of pain, anxiety, etc. have no benefit for us. They only make us feel unhappy. However, if they're left to develop, they're left to increase in their severity, then it's quite possible that our mental health can serious problems. And so it's very necessary that we take a dual approach, one that includes addressing problems at both the inner and external level. Of course, everyone's very familiar with solving things at the external level. In terms of the internal level, this is where we use meditation.
我们很多人像佛教在给我们找一个逃避现实的方法。其实佛教不是给我们教一个逃避现实的方法，而是教我们怎么样去面对现实。佛教认为要面对现实因为生老病死这些都是一个我们的生命的自然规律这个自然规律我们任何人都没办法逃避谁也逃避不了，所以我们只能去面对那么要面对，那我们应该有一个面对的一个稍微好一点的面对的方法。如果我们没有任何面对的方法，就这么等那么生老病死还有我们的生活当中的很多的痛苦，它该来的时候都会来的那么它来的时候呢，我们没有任何的这个准备，这样子的话，那对我们的打击对我们的这个伤害非常的严重。所以呢，当他们还没有来临的时候呢，我们应该做一点准备最好的准备就是把自己的内心强大，而我们的内心强大了以后呢，然后拥有这么强大的内心去 面对这个先世，面对生老病死，那这样子很多的这个我们之前认为是痛苦的东西，那到了这个时候不是痛苦啊，这个就是内心的一种训练，把我们自己的内心训练到一个比较强大的地步，再去面对。这个就是佛教啊教我们的一个方法，禅修也是其中的一部分。
Many people are of the view that what Buddhism teaches, in fact, is a way of escaping or avoiding reality. But this is, in fact, not the case. Buddhism regards it necessary for us to face reality. The reason being that the sufferings of ordinary existence, birth, aging, illness, death, etc., are seen by Buddhism as part of a natural law. They're not avoidable or inescapable by anyone. So if it's inevitable that we have to face and confront these forms of suffering, then it's necessary that we have a good method for doing so. If our approach is just to wait for these sufferings to come upon us, then when they do, given that we will not have prepared ourselves for their arrival in any way, the harm, the impact, the injury that they bring us will be quite serious. However, if before these forms of suffering arrive, we prepare, we engage in the proper preparations of primarily strengthening our minds, then we will find ourselves in a situation where we're able to confront suffering. And in this situation, situations and things that we previously regarded as characterized by suffering no longer will be. And so this method for confronting reality, Buddhism's advocacy of this method for confronting reality, meditation forms an important part of this method.
好，这个心非常的平静，但是没有这个无形，那这个叫做机智，我们刚才介绍的这个机智，那么这个机智佛教也在用啊。早期的像印度教这样子的这个除了佛教以外的宗教，他们也在用啊，也很多地方也在用。所以这个佛教有啊，除了佛教以外的宗教也有，这不是佛教独有的啊。这个禅修啊，这个早期的时候呢啊，几千年前那印度很多的宗教都在用这个禅修。
So this meditation practice where we bring our minds into a state of calmness and yet not one where we generate wisdom in addition to this state is referred to as shamatha meditation or calm abiding meditation. This is a meditation method that is part of the Buddhist toolkit of meditation methods. However, it's not exclusive to Buddhism. It's also found in the meditation traditions of other ancient Indian religious schools. For example, several thousand years ago when Buddhism first originated, this kind of meditation was also being used by other religious schools at the time. So it's not exclusive to Buddhism.
另外一个禅叫做升观啊，升观就是智慧啊。这个我们的心平静下来了以后呢，然后它不仅仅是平静，而且它就非常的清楚的、彻底的感受到我们的内在的这个心的它的本质啊，它的本质啊，非常的清楚的感悟或者是体悟到。它的本质啊，这个是这个禅定是佛教特有的一个禅定。
So the second type of meditation is called profound insight meditation or Vipassana meditation. And this is a kind of meditation method where we go about generating wisdom in addition to establishing a calm state of the mind. So, in this meditation method, after the mind is brought into a state of calmness and stillness, the meditator gains direct experience of the basic nature of mind with great clarity. So this meditation method, profound insight, is exclusive to the Buddhist tradition.
啊，这个是佛教里面的一个特有的一个禅定，这个我们今天准备不介绍，我们介绍前面讲的这个寂止的部分。
So this meditation method, which is special to Buddhism, I'm not going to go into today. However, what I would like to elaborate on more is the first kind of meditation method that we talked about.
那么这个寂止啊，它的这个禅修的训练的方法就有两种不同的训练的方法，一个叫做有相寂止，另外一个叫做无相寂止。有相寂止是什么呢？就是通过一种思维啊，平时我们的内心当中有很多很多的这个思维，有很多的杂念，很多的念头，那么这些念头它是没有什么顺序，然后不规范啊，就是胡思乱想，有特别特别多的这个乱七八糟的这样子的念头。那么现在啊，通过这个禅修的方法，把这些这些各种各样的这个念头把它规范啊，规范只允许有一个念头，只有一个念头啊，除了这个念头以外呢，其他的这些念头就逐渐的放下，让我们的心去想一件事情啊，让我们的心去关注某一个东西，其他的都放下来，那这样子叫做有相啊，有相就是心里边还是有一个东西是可以去思考的啊，或者是我们的眼睛去看某一件啊物体，然后把我们的心专注在这个物质上啊，然后心静下来，那这个是一种方法，那这个方法叫做有相的寂止。
So in terms of shamatha meditation or calm abiding meditation, there are essentially two different approaches. The first, they are meditation with signs or with form, and shamatha meditation without signs or without form. So shamatha meditation with signs is one where we bring our thought activity intofocus on a one single object. So usually in terms of our thought activity, there's usually a great deal of it taking place in our mind. It's chaotic. There's no order to it whatsoever. So in this meditation method, what we do is bring that thought activity into focus on one sole object. And in so doing, we cause the rest of our random thought activity to subside, and we concentrate our attention on one object. Another approach is to fix our gaze on one object, and in so doing to bring our mind into a state of calmness. So this kind of meditation method is one that permits us to have an object of thought focus.
然后第二个就是无相的寂止，那无相的寂止呢，比如说我们的眼睛也不需要去看某一件啊，不需要刻意的去看某个物体，然后呢我们的内心也不需要去思考，不需要去思维，把所有的这个思维，所有的念头哦，都放下来，就是达到一个非常平静的状态的时候呢，然后就停留在这个状态当中，然后继续啊，这样子的方法叫做无相的寂止。
So the second type of shamatha or calm abiding meditation is using no signs or no form. So in this kind of meditative approach, it's not necessary for us to focus our gaze on a particular object or to focus our thought on a particular object either. In this kind of meditation, all thought activity, all thoughts, all discursive activity is completely abandoned. And when we are able to establish ourselves in a calm state free of thoughts, we simply abide in this state.
那这两个啊，这两种这个修这个训练的方法，比如说一个佛教徒修，在这个佛教的信仰的基础上修的话，那就称为他的一个佛教的修行。如果没有这个佛教的信仰，或者是没有任何的信仰的人，也可以修。如果这样子的话，那这个修这个方法呢，它可以作为一个他的一个内心的一个训练。那内心训练好了以后呢，就我们做任何事情，注意力可以集中啊，可以很集中。现在我们很多人，比如说做事情的时候啊，心静不下来。然后就是注意力不能集中，比如说学生学习的时候注意力不能集中，然后呢上班的时候很多人的这个工作上啊，然后就精神不能集中啊，经常都出现很多很多的失误，很多的问题啊，然后就是出了这些问题以后呢，然后就因为这些原因啊，内心当中有更加的烦躁，然后内心更加的烦躁以后呢，然后在工作上又出更多的问题，更多的失误，那这个就是完全是一个恶性循环啊！现在这种情况是非常非常严重的。那为什么这么严重呢？因为我们过度的依赖物质，然后我们每一个人的身边，每一个人的手里就有太多太多让我们的心非常非常分散啊，非常散乱的这样子的东西。这种东西太多了以后呢，逐渐的我们的精神就变成了一个就根本就没有办法静下来，根本就没有办法静下来去思考某一个事情啊，就变成了一个这样子的啊状态啊，这个是很可怕的。就人静不下来，人注意力不能集中，这样子的话，那很多很多比较重要的事情啊，要做一个比较重大的决策，或者是要做一个研究，或者做一个这个学术方面的研究等等，很多时候一定要这个注意力是非常非常高度的集中的啊，那这个时候集中不下来的话，就出很多很多问题啊。所以禅修这个时候的，我们刚才讲的这种禅修。没有信仰的人啊，就是为了达到这个工作的效率更高，学习的效率更高，也可以修禅修，这种禅修。
So these two types of meditation, are ones that if a Buddhist practitioner, practices upon their, background or, of religious faith, these kinds of meditation form part of their Buddhist practice. However, for someone who doesn't have any particular religious faith, these meditation methods can still be practiced. And since they aren't practiced against a background of religious faith, they simply function as mind training methods.In respect of any activity we might be undertaking, it's necessary for us to be able to focus our attention properly. These days, many people find themselves not being able to calm their minds, and they find themselves not being able to focus their concentration. And as a result, in the course of their study or work, they often make all kinds of mistakes. In addition to this, our minds these days are probably more restless than ever before, and therefore we make more mistakes, and essentially this constitutes a vicious cycle which is very serious. It comes about because we these days have an excessive reliance on material things. In our midst there are so many potential sources of distraction.And this creates a situation where we're not able to calm our minds. We're not able to focus and think about one particular thing. So this is a really terrible situation. In terms of important decisions we need to make, important tasks we need to accomplish, important research we need to complete, it's very necessary that we do these things with a very concentrated mind. very high level of concentration, because if we don't, then problems will certainly result. So this kind of meditation approach, it's not necessary that one has Buddhist faith in order to engage in it. People who are simply looking to improve their efficiency in their work lives and in their study lives can also profitably benefit from this approach.
好，接下来给大家介绍一个禅修的一个简单的训练的方法。
So I'd now like to just introduce to everyone a simple meditation method.
我们平时有没有修禅修有修禅修的举个手，我们看看。
Of everyone here, who usually has a meditation practice? If so, please raise your hand.
我们有三分之一的人平时都有修禅修，非常好。
So there are about a third of us here who have a regular meditation practice. This is very good.
好，禅定我们是必须要修的，尤其是像现代社会，现代人的这个生活这个有高度的压力，然后生活的节奏又快这样子的时候，必须要有这个内心的训练有信仰，在这个信仰的基础上可以修，如果没有信仰也没有关系，这个可以作为一个内心的训练。
So meditative practice is something that we really all need, especially these days when our lives have so much pressure and they go along at such a fast pace. So meditation is something that we can all practice. If we are Buddhist, if we have religious faith, then the meditation can form part of our spiritual practice. Otherwise, meditation practice can serve as a form of mind training.
我们可以不学佛，也可以不信任何的这个宗教，但是呢，内心的健康是不能没有。
So we don't have to be Buddhists, and in fact, it's not necessary that we have any religious faith. However, health in our minds is something that no one can afford to be without.
所以每一个禅修对每一个人来说是有用的，应该大家都去修。
So meditation, every meditation method has potential benefits, and their meditation is something that everyone would benefit from practicing.
好，首先我们禅修的时候要注意三个方面，一个是我们的身体的姿势的方面，第二就是呼吸第三是我们的心态就要注意这三个方面。
So when we are meditating and as we begin a session of meditation, it's important that we pay attention to three things. The first is the posture of our body, the second is our breath, and the third is our mental attitude.
身体的姿势嘛也是很重要，尤其是我们刚刚开始修禅修的人来说，这个身体的姿势也是很重要的。然后我们的禅修的这个功夫达到了一定的层次的时候呢，然后这个身体的姿势就不一定一定要这么去做，那个时候我们怎么样都可以的。但是早期的时候呢，这个身体的姿势也是非常重要的。
So our bodily posture is very important for meditation practice, especially for beginners to meditation. Once we reach a certain level of accomplishment in our meditation practice, it's not necessary that we observe these points of bodily posture to the letter. However, particularly in the early stages of our practice, doing so is very important.
身体的姿势身体的姿势有七个方面。第一个我们打坐的时候如果方便的话要盘腿，要把腿盘起来但是比如说有些人盘腿不方便不方便的话，那也可以这样子坐在椅子上打坐，也不是完全不可以，可以的。但是如果能盘腿就盘腿席地而坐， 然后盘腿，然后这个打坐的时候呢，也有一个坐垫叫做禅垫啊，禅垫是后面稍微比较高一点啊，前面稍微矮一点的这样子的垫子啊，坐垫。就如果没有这样子的坐专用的坐垫，那可以自己把后面可以垫高一点啊，这样子就是长期打坐不辛苦不累啊，这个也是比较需要的。那这样子就是盘腿是第一个姿势。
So the first point of bodily posture is crossing one's legs. So it's best if we can cross our legs for our meditation practice. However, if for some reason this is not possible, it's not convenient, then it's also fine to meditate seated in a chair. We should also meditate sitting on a cushion, one that is slightly raised in the back and lower in the front.If we don't have a tailor-made meditation cushion, then it's possible for us to prop up the cushion that we are sitting on a little bit at the back. So the first point that we need to observe is that of being seated cross-legged.
好，第二啊，手要做禅定的收音啊，禅定的收音，请大家看这里，我们把左手放在下面。右手啊放在上面，然后两个啊大拇指这样子捧头啊，这个叫做禅定的收音。然后这个收音放在肚脐下面的四个手指这地方，这叫做丹田啊，就放在丹田这地方，这是第二个姿势。
So the second point of bodily posture is our hands. And with our two hands, we make what is called the meditation mudra or the meditation hand gesture. And we do this by cupping our right hand in our left hand, bringing our two thumbs together, and then bringing our both hands in this posture to a point about four fingers in width below our navel.
啊，第三个姿势，两个胳膊要这样子张开啊，这样子张开了以后呢，我们的肩膀背后的肌肉都可以达到一个很自然、很放松的状态，所以长期打坐也不会觉得累啊。两个胳膊这样子张开，这是第三。
The third thing that we need to do is relax both of our shoulders, slightly forwards. When we do this, the muscles in our neck and in our shoulders are relaxed, and this means that we won't feel pain when meditating for longer periods of time. So this is the third thing that we need to do.
然后第四，身体要端正啊，不能向右歪，不能向左歪，就要端正。但是这个端正不能很用力的、刻意的端正啊，就是要自然的、放松的端正。
So the fourth thing is to be seated upright. So we shouldn't be leaning to the left or the right. However, we should be seated upright in a natural way, in a relaxed way. We shouldn't be doing so too forcibly.
然后第五，头稍微往前啊，稍微往前这样子啊，但是不能这样子啊，这样子就是会。第一个就是很容易昏沉，然后第二个呢就是颈椎就会受不了的，所以呢稍微往前，头稍微往前埋。
So the fifth thing is to tilt our chins slightly forwards. We shouldn't do this too far. If we bring our chins too far into our chest, then we will feel mental dullness and at the same time our necks will hurt. So we just tilt our chins slightly forward.
第六啊，第六，我们的眼睛啊要往下看，要半闭的状态。但是有些时候呢，比如说我们的眼睛啊就往前看，看某一个物体，或者是佛教徒的话，就看 像释迦牟尼佛等等佛像啊，有这样。如果不是佛教徒，他可以看任何一个图像，任何一个物体都可以用来看。那有些时候有这样子的禅修。那平时的话，我们啊眼睛就往下看啊，往下看，看这个佛经里面讲鼻尖，但是鼻尖就是不是要看的鼻子尖，鼻尖啊，就是往朝这个方向看。眼睛就是半闭的状态啊，有很多人喜欢闭着眼睛打坐啊，为什么呢？就是因为睁开眼睛看到很多东西的时候，心静不下来，所以闭着眼睛就可能稍微好一点，所以很多人就闭着眼睛修禅定。但是这个啊方法是不是很好的？因为闭着眼睛以后呢，啊，虽然是心稍微能够静下来，但是呢，五分钟、十分钟以后就会开始昏沉，啊，最后就睡着了。
So the sixth thing that we need to pay attention to is our eyes. They should be semi-closed, and we should be focusing them downward somewhat.Of course, there are meditation methods where we need to look at an image in front of us or focus our gaze directly in front of us. For example, there are some meditation practices where Buddhists would focus on a Buddha image, or non-Buddhists might focus on any particular other kind of image in front of them. However, generally speaking, we keep our gaze downcast, looking past the tips of our nose with our eyes semi-closed. Some people like to meditate with their eyes fully closed, feeling that when their eyes are wide open, there are many potential distractions for them to see. And whilst closing one's eyes may make one feel calmer for a shorter period of time, ultimately it's not a good approach, because after 5 or 10 minutes, we'll find ourselves falling asleep.
啊，最后一个啊，最后一个呼吸呢，不需要刻意的跳快或者跳慢啊，通过口腔、鼻孔啊，就是自然的、轻松的呼吸啊。那这个是最后一个姿势啊，这七个姿势呢，我们修禅定的时候是非常重要的。
And the seventh and the final point of bodily posture that we need to pay attention to is our breath. It's not necessary for us to regulate our breath in any particular way, to accelerate it or slow it down. We simply breathe naturally and in a relaxed way through our nostrils and through our mouths.
好，然后第二个，我们刚才讲了，我们要注意三个方面啊。第二个方面呢，就是通过我们的呼吸，就把我们的内心当中的所有的这些啊，这些杂念、这些情绪、这些垃圾情绪，全部要清空啊。如果我们的内心当中有很多很多的啊负面的这个情绪，有垃圾的情绪，在这个上面去打坐的话，那效果自然就不会很好的。所以，把内心当中的啊。所有的垃圾情绪把它清空，清空了以后呢，再去打坐，效果很好的。
So, the second point that we need to pay attention at the beginning of a meditation session is adjusting our breath.So in our minds, there are many different thoughts and emotions, destructive and negative thoughts and emotions. And in this stage, what we do is we clean these out of our mind. We purify our mind of these thoughts and emotions. We dispel them. The reason being that if we commence our meditation with a mind full of such negative thoughts and emotions, we won't have good results in our meditation session. However, once we've purified our minds of them, then we will be able to have experience good results in our meditation.
好，我们的情绪啊，可以分三种不同的情绪。第一个叫做毁灭性的情绪，这个是非常严重的情绪，比如说。这个仇恨、抱怨、 升旗啊，然后严重的这个贪婪啊等等啊，这个对自己的伤害，对别人的伤害都很严重的，杀伤力很大，所以叫做这个毁灭性的情绪啊，这是第一。第二叫做负面的情绪啊，负面的情绪呢虽然没有那么严重啊，它的杀伤力没有那么严重，但是呢就是让自己特别不开心，比如说啊炫耀、攀比，还有一些工作上的一部分的压力啊，这类的叫做负面的情绪。然后第三啊，第三叫做垃圾情绪啊，垃圾情绪呢它没有前面的两个那么严重啊，但是呢就是没有什么意义啊，没有什么意义的这些念头啊，我们每一天我们的内心当中有特别特别多的念头，但是绝大多数的念头实际上就是没有什么价值，没有什么意义啊，没有什么意义。这样子的念头呢，这些都叫做垃圾情绪。那这三种不同的情绪哦，都要清空啊，都要清空。如果不清空啊，如果不清理，那这样子我们打坐的效果是不会很好的。
It's possible to divide our thoughts and emotions into three different kinds.The first is destructive thoughts. These are the most serious kind. Thoughts and emotions like anger, resentment, hatred, very intense greed. These are the kinds of thoughts and mental states that are most harmful to both oneself and to others.The second kind of thought are negative thoughts. So these aren't quite as powerful as destructive thoughts. Nevertheless, they do make us unhappy. So they include things like competitiveness, ostentatiousness, a sense of pressure that comes from our work contexts.The third kind of thoughts are unconstructive thoughts. So these kinds of thoughts are not as serious as the first two, but nevertheless, they really don't have any purpose or meaning for us. Every day we give rise to numerous thoughts. However, most of them have no value or no meaning. So these kinds of thoughts we class as unconstructive thoughts.So in terms of these three categories of thoughts, we need to purify our minds of all of them. If we don't, then we won't see good results in our meditation practice.
好，那么我们怎么样把这三个这个情绪啊排除啊排除外面，排除或者清空呢？啊，就通过一种观想，还有一个就是呼吸。就通过这两个力量啊，把它们排出去。
So how is it that we go about dispelling these thoughts or purifying our minds of these thoughts? Well, we do this by working with a visualization and our breath.
这个也有一个身体的姿势啊，这个有个手的姿势，请大家看这里啊。我们首先把左手啊的大拇指。摁住这个倒数第二叫做无名指啊，无名指的指根，这个为什么要摁住呢？这个有一定的道理，但是这个我们以后可以慢慢的学，先暂时就不着急啊，先把这个摁住，然后摁住了以后呢，其他的四个手指头放在这个大拇指上面，那这个手指头叫做金刚拳，就是一个拳头啊。然后我们的大腿的左腿和右腿的腿根有两个穴脉，就叫做动脉和静脉啊。就摁住这个穴脉上面啊，这样子稍微用力啊，大腿腿根的穴脉上啊，摁住。
So, in dispelling our breath, we also make a gesture with our hand. So what we do is with our left hand, we press our thumb to the base of our fourth finger. This is also our fourth finger. We also refer to as the ignorance finger. So we press our thumb to the base of the fourth finger, close over the rest of the fingers, and in so doing, we will have made what we call the Vajra fist. And we press this fist into the main channel point in our left thigh and apply some pressure.
好，然后由收啊，请大家看这里，由收的大拇指摁住这个无名指的指根，这个跟刚才左手是一样。有一点不一样，就是食指要伸出来啊，这样子，其他三个手指放在这个大拇指上面，然后手心朝上，线放在。先放在这个膝盖上。
So with our left hands, we do approximately the same thing. We bring our thumb to the base of our fourth finger and close over our other fingers. The only difference is that this time we keep our index finger extended. Then we bring our left hand, the back of our left hand, to rest on our right knee.
好，然后请大家看这里啊，我们先放在这个膝盖上，然后这个食指啊，摁住这个我们的右边的鼻孔啊，右边的鼻孔把鼻孔摁住，然后从左边的鼻孔拍气。那拍气的之前呢，我们深深的先吸一口气啊，还没有摁住的时候，先深深的吸一口气。吸一口气，然后再摁住啊，然后摁住了以后呢，啊，从左边的这个鼻孔啊拍出去啊。
So what we now do is first inhale one breath through both of our through our nose and through our mouth.And then what we do is we bring our right index finger to press down, to close our right nostril, and then we expel our breath, we exhale through our left nostril.
好，拍出的时候呢，最主要的就是一个观想，我们把我们刚才讲的这个三种不同的情绪都变成了一个黑色的气体啊，这个黑色的气体又黑又脏啊，都变成了一个黑色的气体，然后从我们的左边的鼻孔啊排出去，排到外面啊，这个观想是非常重要的。
So while we're doing this, the most important part is actually a visualization that we do. And what we imagine is that the three different kinds of negative and destructive thoughts that we just mentioned take the form of a black vapor that is both black and extremely dirty. And through expelling this black vapor through our left nostril, we are expelling it outside of ourselves.
好，这个要拍三次啊！我们拍出去了以后呢，要把手松开，松开了再深深的吸一口气。吸的时候呢，口腔、鼻孔都可以的。吸一口气啊，吸完了以后呢，又摁住，然后再拍出。拍出的时候，这个观想非常的重要。然后第二次拍出去了以后呢，啊，又松开。松开了以后又深深的吸一口气吸好了以后又观想同时排出这样子反复三遍三次。
So we repeat this expelling of stale breath three times. After we complete the first one, we let our hand go. We inhale once through both of our nostrils. Then we bring our right finger back to our nostril again and expel the stale breath through our left nostril. So we complete this three times, each time performing the same visualization.
好，然后第二次呢，左右手环，左右手环。现在我们的右手这样子，金刚钳摁住，然后呢，左手这样子反复三遍 啊，这是左右手换个动作而已，实际上跟前面的是一模一样，包括这个观想也是一样的。
So after we've done it three times on the right, we then move to our left side and we do exactly the same thing again, with this time pressing our left nostril down and expelling the stale breath through our right nostril. So we do this three times on the left too, performing the same visualization as we did on the right side.
好，第三，啊，第三，请大家看这里，我们左手和右手两个这样子做金刚前头，然后同时放在这个经脉和动脉上面摁住，然后呢，深深的吸一口气，从左边和右边两个鼻孔同时排除排气。
So the third time, we bring both of our, we make a Vajra fist with both of our hands, and we press each fist into the main channel in the fold of our thigh. And breathing deeply through both of our nostrils, we then expel our stale breath through both of our nostrils.
好，这样子也要三次啊。左三次，右三次，左右一共三次，一共是九次，九次的这个排气和九次的观想，通过这个观想把我们的所有的情绪啊排除，然后最后我们观想我们的身体就变成一个非常纯洁啊，非常透明，就像一个玻璃杯啊，洗得很干净一样，内外都是透明，是非常纯洁啊。观想啊，观想一个这样子的身体啊，也就是说，我们观想把自己的身体通过这个九次的排气以后，就变成一个这样子的纯洁的身体。
So we do this three times, and so having performed the expelling of stale breath three times on our right, we do it three times on our left, and then three times expelling the breath through both of our nostrils. So this makes nine times in total. After we have completed these nine expellings of stale breath, we visualize our body as pristine and translucent, that it has become as clean as a glass in the process of having expelled the negative thoughts and emotions.
啊，这个除了我们的这个禅修的时候以外啊，还有我们平时就是因为有很多的压力、焦虑、心里烦躁，然后不开心啊，心口痛，然后背后痛，很郁闷啊，这样子的时候，就是通过这个排气，把自己的所有的这个不开心的情绪，变成了我们刚刚讲的这种垃圾啊，这种黑色的气体，然后排出去啊，观想自己的身体现在已经是很透明，这样子的话，那这个对这个健牙啊也有帮助的。
So this second stage of preparation for meditation, where we dispel our stale breath, is one that we can use in preparation for a formal meditation session, and we can also use as a stand-alone method when we find ourselves feeling unhappy or depressed, experiencing back pain or some kind of other physical discomfort. We can do this exercise, and it's a very effective way to help us relieve stress.
好，这两个啊，完了以后呢，最后一个就是主题的这个禅修。
So after we have completed these two preparations, we now move on to the core of, or the main part of our meditation practice.
好，先给大家介绍一个我们全世界所有的佛教佛教都在用的一个非常基础的一个禅修的方法。这个禅修的方法叫做数呼吸通过数呼吸来心平静。
So what I'd like to introduce now is a meditation method, foundational, a basic meditation method that Buddhists around the whole world use. And this is a meditation method where we count our breath.
数呼吸的时候呢，我们吸和呼一吸一呼就算一个数字一吸一呼不是算两个数字，就是一个数字。那这样子，这个数字从一就算到数到七一二三四五六七，然后到了七以后呢不能再多，如果是十一十二十三佛教里面有些是可以数到一到十也有，但是呢如果二十三十这样子数多了，那我们的这个精神还是不能集中，心很散乱，所以这个数字最好从一数到七，然后到了七以后呢，然后又回到一，然后又数到七，那这样子可以数一个七、两个七，或者是十个七，或者是一个小时里面呢，整个全部的过程都是用来这个数呼吸都可以。
So, in this practice, when we count our breath, we consider one inhalation and exhalation together as constituting one count. So we are counting one exhalation and exhalation as one count. We count our breath from 1 to 7. And after we reach 7, we return again and begin counting a set of 7 breaths from 1. Sometimes in meditation methods, we count for a set of 10. However, if we count for higher numbers, say 20 breaths or 30 breaths, then it's not possible for our mind to retain its focus over such a great number, and our minds wander. So that's why we count from 1 to 7 for one set, and then we return to 1 again and count to 7 and continue in this way. We can do as many sets as we like. It's even possible for us to spend a meditation session of an entire hour counting our breaths from 1 to 7 in this way.
好，现在我们数呼吸的时候把全部的注意力集中在这个数呼吸的这个念头平时我们就这个我们的意识有一会儿想这个，一会儿有想那个，一会儿有去想过去的，一会儿有去想未来的，就是它不规范，有很多很多的杂念那么现在呢，我们全身关注的去关注这个数字那么数字从一到七这样子数，这也是一种念头这也是一种念头，所以呢这个禅修还不是完全没有念头，这也是一种念头，但是这个念头只有一个念头，把其他的所有的念头其他的所有的杂念都已经不存在，只有一个念头，所以呢相对来说我们的心这个时候可以达到一个非常平静的状态，但是现在还不是完全是绝对的平静但是相对而言可以达到一个很平静的状态。那这个时候我们数呼吸很重要，但是更重要的呢，除了数呼吸的这个念头以外不能有任何的杂念。如果我们不管住这个念头，有其他念头，那这个修没有修都是没有用的。
While we count our breath in this way, we focus all of our attention, we focus our concentration solely on the counting of breath. Usually in our minds, we are thinking about all kinds of things, this and that, the past, the future. There's a great deal of thought activity. Of course, in counting from 1 to 7, the counting itself is also a form of thought activity. However, it is just one kind of thought activity. While we are counting the breaths, other kinds of thoughts are not existing. So, given this to be the case, it's possible for us to reach a state that is, relatively speaking, extremely relaxed, extremely calm. Of course, it's not absolute, from an absolute perspective, it's not absolutely calm or relaxed. So during this meditation, counting the breath is important. However, even more important than this is that while we are counting our breaths, we are giving rise to no other thoughts than the thought activity entailed in counting the breaths. For the reason being that if we are thinking about other things, then there is not much difference between doing meditation and not.
好，这样子我们每天都有一个就数呼吸的时间每天安排一个这样子的时间，那时间十分钟、半个小时、一个小时都可以，根据自己的时间然后失眠的人晚上准备睡觉的时候呢，就数呼吸的这个禅修修十分钟十五分钟，这样子也有调节这个睡眠，有这个帮助然后每天我们有一个这样子的时间的话，然后逐渐的把我们的心可以训练逐渐逐渐的平静下来。那平静下来了以后呢，我们可以开始修另外的禅修。
So, we can make time every day for counting our breath in this way, whether it be 10 minutes or half an hour or an hour, it's really up to everyone according to their own circumstances. For people who suffer from insomnia, this is a practice that they can do before going to sleep for 10 or 15 minutes. Counting one's breath in this way will have some benefit for the symptoms of insomnia. So if we are able to cultivate this practice every day, we will find that gradually we are able to bring our minds into a state of stillness and calmness. And once we've been able to establish our minds in this state, then we can begin to practice a different kind of meditation method.
好，最后我们大家来感受一下这个数呼吸，请大家做好我们刚才讲的这个姿势然后呢排除雾气呢，我们这次不做了，下一次自己在家里打坐的时候都要做，然后大家恢复这个姿势，然后我们开始数呼吸从一数到七，然后再回来从一数到七，我们数三个七那这个时候我们一定会感受到一个非常非常平静非常宁静的状态，虽然我们的心在活动，我们的心在数这个数字，但是呢，同时可以感觉到一个非常平静的状态。好，我们大家现在开始，大家恢复这个姿势，然后我们开始数呼吸，请大家全身关注，所有的注意力集中在这个数呼吸的上面，同时感受数呼吸给我们带来的平静和宁静。
So we are going to end now by doing a practice of counting our breaths. So everybody, please bring yourself into the correct bodily posture. We're not going to expel stale breath today, but this is something that you can do in your own practice at home. So during this meditation, when we count for sets of breath from 1 to 7, 1 to 7, we're going to do this 3 times, 3 sets of counting the breath. Even though our mind is active during this meditation, counting the breath, at the same time, it's possible for us to experience the calmness and tranquility of our mind while it's doing this. So please, everybody, focus all of your attention on counting your breath and at the same time enable yourselves to experience the calmness of counting your breath.
好，我们现在开始数呼吸。
So we're going to begin counting now.
好，差不多。
That's probably time.
好，下一次大家可以自己这样子训练。那通过这个方法，我们的心稍微平静了以后呢，我们可以去修一些更深层次的禅修。今天我们的课讲到这里。
So, that brings to a close our talk for this morning. This is a practice that everyone can continue at home in their own time. And once you've been able to establish your mind in a very calm state, then it's possible to move on to other kinds of meditation.
Thank you, thank you, everyone.